And welcome back to the farm. It's me, J. Rodney Turner. Welcome to Audiobook Narration for Beginners. This is episode 8 and the third in our three-part series with Sean Pratt. We'll get right to it. Sean's going to talk about coaching and what his coaching is like when you sign up for his coaching and his curriculum. And we'll talk a little bit about his website. And at the end, listen closely for my email address where you can email me and get a page of resource information that Sean uses every day. Let's get right to it. So I know you travel around and you coach with Johnny Heller and various other narrators periodically across the country. When you do coaching just straight from your website, just one-on-one, you know, one student and you, what does that look like from start to end? Just kind of general overall outline for listeners.
You mean a single session or the whole curriculum?
Well, the whole curriculum. I know that most I know you give out a certificate of graduation. I've seen those. Everyone that I know has taken it is very proud of that. So talk a little bit about that real quick as we wrap up.
So there's a curriculum between 12 and 14 sessions, depending on the student, and they're hour-long sessions. And I have a little textbook of audio samples. It's stuff that I've narrated personally that I use that I teach from. So, excuse me. I meet the students and I ask them what they're working on, what they're listening to. And by that time, I've also, you know, listened to and reviewed all of their homework they'd given me before the session. And then I go down the punch list of the previous assignments. You know, did you email so-and-so? Did you create this? Did you change that on your website? Did you get this? And so in a way, I also act as an accountability coach because I stay on my students' butts until they get it done. And then we talk about the previous audio assignment. And they tell me how their experience was of working on it. And then depending on how well they did, sometimes we work on it live for a few minutes and I reassign a chunk of it for them to do, and I mean, or give them detailed notes, but we always end up moving to the new assignments. We're always moving through the curriculum. And then I give them, it's sort of broken into two pieces when I start giving them new material. There's always the business stuff, you know? So at some point we're going through their demos on ACX piece by piece, or we're rebuilding their website, or we're talking about marketing opportunities and so on. And then we turn to the next narration exercise. And so I talk about the concept that I want to teach them in the abstract, like citations and religious material, let's say, or how to do a cookbook, which is really a how-to book, or a book on physics. And the concepts I teach, like the four voices of nonfiction or paragraph colors and things that I've come up with. And then I walk them through the assignment in particular, because we marry it to a specific piece of text. And I answer their questions and then I turn them loose. You know, it's like a college class. All the homework happens outside and they struggle. You know, I mean, it's every time we meet, the homework gets a little more complex and we're building on everything we did before. And that's why, you know, you can always spot my students online because they sometimes get into a complain fest about how much I give them to do. But of course, you know, they have to blow off a little steam.
But somebody's in the end, gotta crack, you know, the whip. Might as well be you.
Exactly. It's me, you know, and that it's funny when you have to crack the whip on someone who's old enough to be your parent. That's
right.
but in the end, you know, it's nice. Like I just got I cracked the whip, let's say, with social media. I make all my students get on it. Now, of course, I can't make them stay on it after they graduate, but I just got someone on Facebook, one of my students, had posted, you know, I make them post their work on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. And I said, you never know, someone's going to reach out to you and say, hey, I saw your stuff here. Can you audition for this book? And I just had a student post that she, you know, something's happened for her on LinkedIn.
Right.
You know, and it's those moments that they see, you know, when I was kicking them in the butt to get it done.
Right.
And when it finally happens, or they finally send out that one email that I've been telling them to do, and they get a response, they become a true believer.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, it's I'm not a yeller. I don't yell at people, and I'm not dismissive. I try to be very supportive because I want all my students to succeed. I'm very paternal that way.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, it's much more of a conversation. And we go through all the items. I'm very type A, if you haven't figured that out by now.
Right.
And so there's a real structure to it. And I think that's the other thing too. A lot of people who come to me have heard that I have this curriculum and I have structure. And that's what they feel they're lacking. They've taken maybe a coaching session or two with somebody and it felt too amorphous or ephemeral or free floating for them.
Right. And they didn't, like, they didn't know what to do next.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. You know, or they just didn't get enough guidance.
Right.
And since they don't even know what they don't even know, they're at a loss as to know the difference or ask. And so they take great comfort, I've found, in knowing that there is a curriculum, there's a plan that I'm showing you to.
Do you have a limit on a number of students you take during the year?
not really. I haven't reached a point where I've got to go, I can't take any more.
Right.
Because I have people, you know, even the people I take on, some people have to drop out for a while or they leave entirely, you know, for family reasons or personal reasons. Some need to take a break. Every so often I found that someone will start working with me and they realize this is harder. Being an audiobook narrator was a lot harder than they realized.
Right.
And so they just opt out. They thank me for my time and then they go off and do something else. So I've yet to reach the point where I have too many students. I've come close, you know, just the amount of prep time that I have to do is a fair amount. But no, I haven't reached that point yet. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoy it. It's really wonderful. I mean, it's that thing, all my friends who are teachers, I'm understanding now why they love teaching.
Because, sure.
You know, you watch a student, I was told this years ago, and I didn't understand it until I began to teach, was that I never judge a student. I get that too. Sometimes people come to me like, well, you know, if I really suck, will you tell me after a couple lessons so I can go away? And I'm like, I've never had to tell somebody that. If they think they're that bad and they leave, they could just leave on their own. But I've had so many students that they start and yeah, they're having a rocky beginning. And someone from the outside might think, well, they're not going to make it. And damned if they don't go off and they're working full time now. You know, right. That's them. That's them. You know, I just show them the path. I give them the information. I give them some guidance, but they bore down on it. They gritted their teeth and they got through it and things are finally happening. So I've learned, I never judge a student, you know, by those outward signs. The only time I have to sort of, you know, put on my butt kicking shoes, as my dad would say, would be if they don't do the work. Because that's an indicator that they're not willing to, because as you well know, this is so self-driven.
Absolutely.
No one's going to make you get in that booth. Nobody is. Mm-mm. No one's going to make you do the research or get on Twitter and post about your book you're working on or save up the money to go to APAC. It's all on you. And a lot of people just can't or won't make that shift in their mindset.
Right. So tell everybody what your website is.
Oh, sure. It's SeanPrattPresents.com. You can find me on Twitter at SP Presents. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on LinkedIn. And my email is Sean Pratt, SEANPRATT at Comcast.net.
That's cool. Sean, I can't thank you enough for taking time to let me interview you. I really enjoyed meeting you finally at Johnny Heller's New England Workshop. I promise that I will soon be one of your students. I look forward to the opportunity to have my own butt kicked. It'll be fun. I'm sure. I've been a fiction only guy for a long, long time, and I think I need to learn the nuances of nonfiction. I can't think of anybody better. I'd rather have teach me. So I want to thank you. And from here on the farm, for everybody listening, from Julie, me, Riley, and the dogs, we love you. And keep listening. If you don't like it, tell me. If you like it, tell your friends. And real quick before I go, Sean has put together a list of websites and places you can go to do research for your audiobooks. If you want a copy of that, send an email to me at Rodney at jrodneyturner.com, and in the subject matter put Sean's research, and I'll send you that PDF as fast as I get your email address. That's it for audiobook narration for beginners.